Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode.
Dr. Ivy Collins, founder and CEO of Hedera.
You got it. That's okay. What we're going
to
say.
Is ready to begin clinical trials of her company's cutting-edge prosthetic. Her work has been praised by the government, medical, and advocacy groups, and everyone hopes that the device will be a success. Well, almost everyone. Someone is trying to sabotage Hedera and the launch, but to what purpose and how far will they go to get what they want? Meanwhile, U.S. Secret Service agent Gil Dixon can't believe he's finally been reunited with Ivy, his childhood best friend. Now that he's found her again, Gil intends to mend their broken relationship, but it will take all of his skill to uncover the truth in time to save Ivy's life, her life's work, and the innocent lives caught in the crossfire.
Awesome. Okay. I'm not gonna lie, when I was reading this book, I turned to my husband and I said, I am so in love with Gil because he reminds me so much of you. There is so much that Gil does that I'm like, that's Derek. That's something Derek would do. That's, you know. So anyways, other than the sports part, my man does not play sports. I think his parents laughed because I think he did like one season of
T-ball.
Not T-ball, but actual pitch, but whatever they call it.
Like Little League.
Little League. Mm-hmm. When his dad coached him and he walked off the field. Because his dad had yelled out there, you need to, you know, blah, blah. And he's like, I ain't doing this. And he walked off. He goes, I don't like it. He didn't like sports at all. so there's a little difference there. But anyways, what did you think about, because we met Ivy in book one, mm-hmm. and obviously Gil, because he's part of the team. That opening scene where they walk in on her being tortured. I mean, what were your thoughts at that moment? Because that's like right at the beginning of the book.
What a reunion.
Right.
Like, wow, that's probably the worst way you could run into an old fling.
Yeah.
And what good timing on his part.
Yeah.
To save her. Mm-hmm. Because if he would have been later or didn't do that at all, what would have happened?
I know. And it made me sick when she talked about, like, yeah, he broke my pinky and then he broke my ring finger. Mm-hmm. And then he burned her shoulder. After he did they tase her? Yeah, they tased her. Mm-hmm. And that was the torture I can't handle. Yeah, you can drop all the dead bodies you want. When you're investigating a crime, but I can't handle torture. It's just so malicious,
mm-hmm.
so evil. But what did you think about his nickname, Buttercup? Or would you call it a nickname or his endearment? That's what he calls her, Buttercup.
It was an endearment, but a nickname, because they all had him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he's the only one that calls her Buttercup.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit of both.
Well, what did you think about the story behind that?
I like the story. I just think it was clever all around because, you know, Buttercup, Princess Bride, the whole being separated, coming back together, it fit their scenario.
It did. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love those little terms of endearment when you read them in the book. So, okay. And then I felt like there were a couple mysteries happening because there's the counterfeit money, which is why they showed up at her house anyways. And then there's all these attacks on her. Who did you think did it originally? No, wait, maybe don't say that because it might give it away. But how about this? Was your first guess the right guess as to who was behind the attacks on her?
No.
Mm-mm.
I know yours wasn't, Jessica, because you told me. You told me who you thought it was, and then you're like, I was shocked because it wasn't that person.
I don't even remember who I picked.
I do.
It was pointing towards the other one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of clues that were pointing to.
And it wasn't until you were getting towards the end where you go, wait,
mm-hmm.
like, maybe not.
Whenever so, Sabrina comes in, I know it's going to be solved soon.
Yes.
Right.
I know.
Yes.
I know. So Sabrina is this genius tech girl, and she actually is in this one quite a bit. She's in all three a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, she is.
But she's in this one probably the most. And just for anyone who's not familiar with Lynn Blackburn's books, you'll want to go back and read the Dive Team Investigators first, because that's where Sabrina's story is. Mm-hmm. And then you better understand, because actually I think all the characters from that series end up
most of them
throughout this series.
Throughout yeah. the series showing up. So you'll just have a better understanding. You could read this series without
yeah.
reading that one, but you just have a better understanding of who's who. And you're right, Sabrina.
When she shows up, I'm like, yay, we're going to know what it is soon.
I feel like yeah. there are a lot of similarities between Sabrina and her story and Ivy and her story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. Definitely. I mean, what did you think about Ivy and her family history and how that kind of how that pulled her and Gil apart? Because they were like childhood besties mm-hmm. turned into I want to marry you one day when we're older turned mm-hmm. into I haven't talked to you in 15 years.
I was surprised at how well she turned out despite her upbringing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When they were first introduced her, I did not think that her mom, I knew there was something up with her mom, but I did not know that mm-hmm. it was going to be that extreme.
Mm.
I kind of yeah. saw the whole guilt factor. Like, uh-huh. she felt so much guilt and shame
mm-hmm.
that even though she wanted to call, she wanted to reach back out, she didn't.
Yeah. Which I don't know. That would have been hard. I mean, if you were in her shoes, would you reach back out? I think part of me would want to reach out to say, I had no clue this was happening. And right. I am so incredibly sorry. But then his world was also falling apart at the same time. The career that he wanted to go for was suddenly ripped away because right. of an injury.
Right.
And he was not in a good place either. And I think he mentions that later on to, like, if I'm being honest, neither one of us were in a good place to really set the foundation for a marriage at that point.
Right.
What did you think of Emily? That's Gil's sister. She comes along. What do you think of that? Of her?
I liked her.
I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked her too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she gets her own story between book two mm-hmm. and three. So we'll talk about that as well. To be honest, when I first stumbled upon this series, it was actually Emily's story, her novella, that I read first. And then I realized, oh, this is part of a... I'm not even sure how I got my hands on it, but I was like, I need to go back and read it. So I've read her novella like 3 times. So I really enjoyed it. Any other thoughts on Ivy and Gil's story?
Mm-mm.
I love how he cooks for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Takes care of her.
He knows yes. she's got her coffee and her creamer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
The way he takes care of her and how she was like, I can see being addicted to this. Like, mm-hmm. I can be addicted to this, the way you spoil mm-hmm. me, the mm-hmm. way you take care of me. And, of course, he loves that, right? But all those little things he does, I'm like, those are the things that just reminded me of my own husband when I was like, yeah. And sometimes he does it so well, I feel like I'm a crappy wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm not doing as much for him mm-hmm. on the turnaround. But then he's always like, oh, my word, you do all of this stuff. But, like, the fact, like, I'll mention something once and say, man, I think I'd like to get that down the road, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, 3 months later, he hands it to me. And I'm like, you remembered? He's like, mm-hmm. of course. I'm like, I don't remember the things that you say. Like, I'm terrible.
No.
So anyways, but yeah, I absolutely love the way he takes care of her. So, all right, let's talk about ratings. Unless somebody else has something else they want to mention about the book. Mm-mm. It's hard because you don't want to give any.
I know.
Right? But I will tell you, I think you guys would all agree, it's an excellent read. If you enjoy contemporary Christian suspense romance, which Tiff has her chocolate. I don't know if you could see it on camera, but we did make sure she had her chocolate while we talked about these books.
I should have had it all.
Yeah, along. She should have had it while reading, but I didn't get it to her.
No worries.
All right. What about the drama level?
I feel like there's a lot of drama.
Latte.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. What about the inspiration level?
I feel like Gil is pretty inspirational.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's very.
I would say mocha.
Yeah. Mocha to a latte, maybe.
Yeah. I like Gil. Mm-hmm. Just
mm-hmm.
how he
rounds it all out.
He just like flows through him.
Yeah. What about the romance level?
Mocha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mocha.
I go mocha. I think Lynn, generally, her romance level is at the mocha level.
Mm-hmm.
How about the mystery level?
I always say a latte on her books. So. Yeah.
I would say a latte.
Yeah.
I would agree because the whole time you're trying to figure out, okay, how does this counterfeit money fit in to this whole situation? Who's actually behind the attacks? How does this possibly tie into her past? Like, there's just so many things going on. What about the suspense level?
Latte.
Demon hot latte.
Demon hot latte. I like that, Tiff. I would agree. I forgot to mention. What did you think about Morris? So he's the detective in Raleigh that works alongside them. He's a grump, a total grump, grumpy pants.
Every time I think he's behind everything too, and then he
I didn't like him at first.
A really good guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you definitely see
he grows on you.
Yeah, as you learn his character, you understand him more.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's just.
It's
just
like,
Morris.
Yeah, and I like how he gets very protective of Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, aren't you guys covering it? And then at the end, there's that, like, battle with grenades and shooting. And then he was like, I'm not going to give it away because it's a shock. But when Morris, like, finally gets on scene and thinks, like, the battle has died down and he's like, you're the one who was shooting? Like, I really liked Morris in the end. I think we got all our categories, right? I think we are ready for our lasso rating.
Three.
I would agree. You're going to be hooked and hogtied for sure on this book. So there's a little pause between this book, book two, and then book three. And in that pause, there are two novellas. So we're going to talk about those two novellas next week.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.